This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That's right, folks. We're here for the National Travel and Tourism Luncheon at the Hilton New Orleans Riverside, being hosted by New Orleans and Company. A big week for travel and tourism folks across the country. And trust me when I tell you that if there's something happening with the Pope, we're going to break away. We're going to provide that coverage for you. You'll know first right here at WWL as to who the next Pope is going to be. We're waiting for the drop of the banner because that's kind of the first indication that things are about to start happening. But in the meantime, we will visit with a very special person, Stephanie Turner, Senior Vice President of Convention Sales and Strategies, New Orleans and Company. She's always bringing a lot of energy, a lot of great news, and she's got a tough, tough task. You sell something sometimes 20 years out.
Yes, we do.
And it's hard to wrap my head around that, you know, because sales is usually immediacy, right? It's like it's a point of sale transaction, right? You know, you give me money, I give you a product.
We give you a relationship that lasts a really long time. Yeah. And we represent the best of what New Orleans offers, and we are the umbrella that brings it all together. So not only do we manage relationships on the customer side, and if they change or move, that things that happen in people's careers, but also our hotel partners, our venues, our attractions. So we are consistently managing, building, and maintaining relationships.
Yeah. And you create almost like a special event as we try to lure these folks to have their conventions here because the competition's so intense.
We do. We, back in September, when we presented to our industry at our State of the Pace event, and we talk about our strategies for the next year, and we had met in convention sales. We have a wonderful team, seasoned, professional, well-known, and we decided collectively that we have customers that are in town all the time on site visits, but we would target geographic regions and cities and industries and create immersive experiences to stand out from the competition. New Orleans is perceived very well as a fun place, but the fun factor can sometimes get missed by the seriousness. So we took on this task of showing both. And we just concluded the second one last week. We had 23 people in, and we concluded with Jazz Fest and had an incredible experience with them. And we saw from a pre-event survey that about 33 to 40% weren't sure about how they felt being here. And our initial post-event surveys are looking very positive. Like, we changed those minds. So now we have to get the contract signed.
Now you get the contract signed, who knows how many years out, right?
Could be 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, 40.
Yeah.
They all matter because we're
Absolutely.
That foundational layer, right? They all
Well,
matter.
You have this one kind of space of time, and for an event that's not going to happen for quite a long time, right?
Right. The biggest events require the biggest space.
Right.
Right. Super Bowls, hematologies, all these full convention, 1 million square feet of convention center space, but also hotel space. So many of our large meetings are 30 to 40 hotels. So we have to coordinate all that and then put together the proposal and then go bid and compete against other cities. So there is a booking window for every size meeting. And so what you see us doing is it looks like we're always entertaining, but we have to be very strategic about what's going to come in 6 months, what's going to come in the summer, what's going to come in between special events. I think for me, I'm such a football person. I think of us as an offensive line, mm-hmm. right? We're the people that just keep on doing the work, and our wonderful events that we get to be a part of, Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, festivals, are our quarterback, right? Our really featured players, if you will.
And there's an added dimension to this that I got to make. I have to figure complicates this, because there's a lot of pressure from what we're just doing here, week in, and we have a fair and festival for every living creature that ever walked the face of the earth, and every flower and every plant and every, and so that creates constriction in the availability a little bit, I have to imagine, depending on the size of these events and everything else. And some of our competition probably doesn't have that dynamic.
Right. And sometimes, you know, what we're seeing too is I can think about 18 cities that have convention center expansions or new hotel projects. So I think our big festivals are very well known. The things that are small that we don't know about, the rest of the country doesn't know about. So we try to also highlight those mm-hmm. to help lift those up
right.
and then bring people in for those. But yes, I think the festival model is very good for us, because the thing that we do, I think, best in New Orleans is we're just joyful. And the rest of the country, I mean, is not always as joyful as we are. So I think that's a really important thing that we bring to a difficult nation right now yeah. is joy.
Stephanie, I have this vision in my head that you're sitting like in the middle of this war room, and there's these computer screens all wrapped around, and there's
well,
a matrix, you know.
There is.
And you know, and it's like, all right, I'm not betting on that group saying yes. Move them from that screen to that screen over there, you know. But this one I'm feeling good vibes with.
That's exactly what we do. So our sales team says that, and every Monday at 9 o'clock is our sales meeting, which it's a great way to start the week. But our sales conference room, Kelly's looking at me. Kelly Schultz, our SVP of Communications.
Wait, excuse me one second. Go ahead, Coleman. All right, we're gonna spin out here real quick there for the announcement relative to the Pope. We'll go to CBS News. All right, folks, welcome back. We are going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We just learned an Augustinian priest, Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost, is now Pope Leo XIV, the fifth pope to be elected in 2 days since 1900. He's 69 years of age, and he is the 267th pontiff. We are here for the New Orleans and Company National Travel and Tourism Week celebration, and we've recognized some folks that work in this industry that are receiving awards, and there are many others. But we are now joined by Kim Priez, Senior Vice President of Tourism with New Orleans and Company. She deals a lot with the international side of this business. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yes, so I handle things, our department takes care of things that are not meetings or conventions. So anything leisure group related, weddings, family reunions, if you need to do something in a celebratory situation for a group, that I handle that. But we also, I oversee international. So the international market is going through a tough time right now. But the one thing that we know is our international visitors adore New Orleans. So we compete with cities like New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Florida, and we hold our own because New Orleans has had a reputation since the 1700s as being one of the places that is uniquely New Orleans, uniquely American. And we see about 500,000 international visitors a year from all over the world. Canada is our number one market. Right now, they are a little reluctant, but the rest of Europe, South America, Australia, they're all coming because we're on their bucket list. They're always saying, where are the top five places you want to go in America? And we're always in that number.
You know, I got to imagine that a number of the of these folks as children growing up, studying the history of their country and the influence that they had on our city and the fact that their very country's flag may have flown over this city. It has to be a little bit of a draw as well, right?
It is. We have so much history, and we call ourselves an American masterpiece because we are, if you know, even when times are tough and people can't travel to Europe, the domestic market comes to New Orleans because we look like a European destination. But they do follow their heritage through New Orleans because of all the, you know, from Nova Scotia, from France itself, from, we were as much Spanish for as many years as we were French. So there's a lot of connection points. But for the younger generation, they just want to come because they've heard so much about us. It's such a walkable, wonderful, friendly city. And it's on
like Europe.
Like Europe, exactly. And it's just one of those places that, you know, if you don't come the first time you come to America, because we're not usually the first place they come, when they're doing their second and third trip, New Orleans is always on that list. And that has what, that's why we are one of the best visited American cities outside of the biggies. We don't have a gateway airport.
Right.
So the fact that we get 500,000 visitors that come to New Orleans and they don't fly direct is quite telling. The British Airways flight's doing extremely well. And we hope that that continues and that we can expand into other international airports.
Absolutely. And that's an area that we know we have the opportunity to grow, right?
Absolutely.
So, Kim, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Kim Priez, Senior Vice President of Tourism, New Orleans and Company. Appreciate the information that you have provided. Best of luck and keep up the great work. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back to 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks, for our continuing coverage of our national travel and tourism event here at the New Orleans Hilton Riverside Hotel that's being hosted by New Orleans and Company. And joining us now is Jeremy Cooker, Senior Vice President of Marketing, New Orleans and Company. And one of the things that he does is he drives summer business. So he actually convinces people that it's cool here. and there's no humidity here in the summer.
It's 72 degrees inside all summer long.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
And trust me, that will be the coolest place you go.
Look, we've got the air conditioning down, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So all kidding aside, though, yeah. The summer book of business is incredibly important to the sustenance of so much about this city, right?
That's right. I mean, we've got to keep the people coming here. I mean, fortunately, we have such a beautiful city for people to visit. There's so many things to do throughout the year. Summer is a particularly important time to drive visitors here, though. And so we have a couple different campaigns that we are running to inspire and encourage that visitation.
Yeah. I know that y'all stay in contact with a lot of folks that come here during the summer. And what is typically their reaction?
Well, I think a lot of it for us is just getting people here, making them aware that we're here. We have lots for them to do when they get here. And then once they're here, the city sells itself. Yeah. I mean, you just have to go out one night, Frenchman Street, French Quarter, strolling along Royal Street, all over the city. I mean, just to plug into what we have as a destination, I think that's 95% of it right there.
Last summer, my wife and I went down to Snug Harbor mm-hmm. to see Trumpet Mafia play. It was a Monday night, if I recall. And we walked out of there, and it was like Mardi Gras outside.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just blown away and shocked by how many people were out there on the street.
Yeah, you know, we have more music in those two blocks of Frenchman Street than most cities have in an entire city. On any given night. So it's a treasure. It's, again, one of those things that we like to promote about the city is it's really about the experience. It's the experience you have when you come here that you can't really get anywhere else.
And there's a lot of folks. Do you have a problem with folks just trying to decide whether to come here, whether it's a kid-friendly city?
You know, I think that we have done a really good job promoting some of the fantastic family attractions that we have, but there's always more that we can do. We work year-round. We just did something yesterday, a collaboration on social media. That's a big part of our efforts to promote what's happening in Audubon Institute with their Sip and Dip programs.
Yeah.
And a lot of that's a little regional, a little closer drive-in, but we have one of the best zoos, one of the best aquariums in the world. We have one of the top, we have steamboats. We have all kinds of different things that people can plug in. We have one of the top history museums in the World War II Museum.
Absolutely.
Things that families come here and sometimes they're often surprised at how many things there are to do for kids.
You know, even for me growing up in the city of New Orleans, I couldn't wait to get to San Francisco as a kid to ride the trolley car.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's those little things. It's different than ours, you know, because it connects to a cable underground.
Yeah, kids love that. They love it. It's like a $1.10 tour of the city. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering do we get that same reaction about?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's what you start to see, and that's what makes the job so rewarding when you hear back from families who come in and say, "This was an amazing experience. We had the best time of our lives. We never thought New Orleans had so much." And so, yeah, we've gotten tons of positive feedback.
When we think about, we've always referred to kind of the fall, the spring as the convention season. Does that change any?
I mean, it's cyclical. And so our convention sales team, I think you spoke with Stephanie Turner earlier, they're working around the clock to book business year round. Historically, it does tend to fall. That business tends to fall in the spring and fall. But oftentimes we'll bring in, 20,000 Lutherans over the summer to come in and help out with different projects and have their convention here. And so it just depends on what that team is booking throughout the year.
Yeah. Marketing.
Yeah.
This is a really competitive business, and I guess you have to have your finger on the pulse of what's moving the needle, so to speak, and it's so dynamic and changing.
It really is. I've been doing it for a while. I started in the mid-90s promoting New Orleans, and I thought, well, this can't be that hard. It's New Orleans. How hard is it? We compete heavily with a lot of similar destinations. I think New Orleans stands on its own in a lot of ways, but we have to continue to get the message out. There's a lot of different opportunities for people to go on a trip. And so the more we do to remind people about New Orleans and all the great assets that we have, the better it is for everyone. And we've gotten very sophisticated with how we're marketing, too. You know, we're looking at a lot of different data to find exactly the right travelers to get the right message in front of them at the right time.
Yeah. It's different today than it was 20 years ago, right?
It's much different. Yeah. Much different game. I mean, we have most of our, a lot of our work is really heavily into social now, yeah. Social media.
Absolutely. No doubt. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Jeremy Cooker, Senior Vice President of Marketing, New Orleans & Company. Keep up the great work. I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal the outcomes that we've been able to experience. And as a result of that, folks, I remind you, we have access to things that we typically would not have but for this tourism industry and business and these folks that are working hard to bring the conventions and everybody else here. There's so many offerings here that you wouldn't see in a city this size ever, nowhere. And that's something, another benefit that we often forget about. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Thanks, Noel.
Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we'll talk about the new pope. First time ever there's an American pope. Is this going to be a pope that's going to continue with Pope Francis's stuff? We don't know.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.